I was recently asked to eat an insect as part of these broadcasts. I was probably like most people and wasn't exactly thrilled with the idea, but in the interest of truly understanding the topic, I would share with you today, I did eat that insect. The results of my experiment are on this edition of the American Countryside. A Farming the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farming the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farming the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
How many head of livestock should you put inside a building? I'd wager that Cheryl Powers can fit more than most.
We raise them in trays that are in vertical towers. I mean, we have millions of worms in our buildings.
Specifically, she's speaking of mealworms from the company she co-founded called Yord Producers. You may ask, exactly what is a mealworm?
It's the larva of the darkling beetle. Full size, the larva is about an inch long. When dried, it has about 55% protein.
The worms can be raised in trays with slick sides that are only 3 inches tall. The worms can't escape. Two farm sites in Nebraska are raising those mealworms. In some cases, they make use of existing buildings.
The one barn up in northeast Nebraska was actually a farrowing house. It works perfect for us because it has the low ceilings and there's not a lot of loss in utilities.
They can be sold as food for pets, mostly birds, but they have an application in foods for humans since they are high in protein.
It's going to be a niche market. The market I see is going to be incorporating it into other foods. For example, there's some people that cannot take whey protein supplements because they're lactose intolerant.
So mealworms can help boost protein in some of those diets. You can eat the dried mealworm as a snack. And yes, Cheryl had me try one. And I will admit, it was actually pretty tasty.
It would taste kind of like a whole sunflower seed if you eat the shell and all. And so it's a very mild, kind of slightly nutty flavor.
You can find Cheryl online at yordproducers.com. That's Yord spelled J-O-R-D. Hear the full interview on the Farming the Countryside podcast, episode 83. It's free on your favorite podcast platform or on the AgriTalk app. Traveling the Countryside in York, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCrae.